You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The third installment of Guardians of the Galaxy is officially out today.
They say that's
what's going to finally knock the Mario Brothers movie out of the top spot.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge weekend for comic book nerds. I was digging a little deeper into this and reading about it. Did you read that they created 600 unique versions of this movie?
I saw that, but I wasn't exactly sure how they did it.
I was quickly skimming all about it. They made different, essentially, it was shot different ways for different aspect ratios on different screens.
Ah, okay.
Various movie theaters have different screens. I guess somehow you add up all the different screen sizes, and there's 600 different versions that needed to be released of this.
Well, it seems like AI could do that, like, in about 1 second.
I know, but then you dig a little deeper and start reading about the thought process of the director and how in his mind he was having to shoot different scenes with fully knowing that it's going to go to 600 different locations.
It's
insane that his mind can work like that. But anyway, yeah, big weekend for comic
600
book
different versions, and they'll probably do 600 million worldwide its first weekend. So
yeah, they will.
Anyway, so that's going on. And then tomorrow, Jeremy, it's the Running of the Roses.
Yeah.
The 149th Kentucky Derby is tomorrow, so you can expect to see a lot of people in big flowery hats tomorrow going to parties.
That's cute.
Some of those hats crack me up, man.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
They're funny. So we were talking the other day about how Ed Sheeran, you know, he's got that plagiarism lawsuit against him, and he busted out his guitar a few days ago in the courtroom and kind of serenaded the jurors, and I came on the radio and said, well, that does it. He has officially just won that trial. There's no way that jury's going to vote against him. And you know what? They did not vote against him.
Ta-da.
Ed Sheeran won. You know, he said a lot of stuff, too, that I strongly agree with. I kind of like Ed Sheeran. I like the way he thinks. He says, I'm unbelievably frustrated. The basis of claims like this are allowed to go to court at all. He goes, we've spent the last 8 years talking about two songs with dramatically different lyrics, melodies, and four chords, which are also different and are used by songwriters every day all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
He just went off on it.
And
he said it damages the creative process and actually weakens legitimate claims of copyright theft. And that is a good point right there.
Sure is.
So he had threatened the other day. He goes, if I lose this case, he goes, I'm just going to give up music. So, thank God we didn't lose
Ed
Sheeran.
Thank God. Yeah, Josh was sending me messages last night. He's like, thank God, thank God. We were laughing about it this week, too, because on Wednesday we were out at a Mix 100 event, and one of the big giveaways was Ed Sheeran tickets. So we were
right.
Like, if you win these, hopefully he wins the lawsuit.
Right.
Because you might not be going to the concert. Anyway, he missed his grandma's funeral, too, because of this whole mess.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, that sucks. That's insane.
Says he refuses to be a piggy bank for other people who just want money. So good for you, Ed. We got your back. By the way, his fifth album, which is pronounced Subtract, is out today. So that's good timing. He gets to celebrate winning the trial. He gets to celebrate his new album. There's also another new album coming out today, Jeremy. Smashing Pumpkins have a new album hitting stores today. Kids, you can Google them if you'd like. But I know Jeremy's very happy. And in honor of that, I thought after the trending report, I will play a Pumpkin song for you. How's that?
Thank you. Is it 1979? That's in my top 17 favorite songs. It is the best.
Yeah, I'll play that for you.
Yes.
So tomorrow is the big coronation for King Charles. We've laughed a lot about how, you know, so many Ed Sheeran was invited to perform and he couldn't go. But they talked to Russell Crowe about it, the actor Russell Crowe, and he says he's pretty sure he's not invited because he has yet to ever utter Your Highness anytime he has ever met any of the royals.
Yeah, I'm kind of with him.
He won't cave. He said, it's not in my DNA. I called both William and Harry mate when I met them.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't mean that in disrespect or discourtesy. He goes, far from it. I was pleased to meet them. And he did say that King Charles was a, quote, good bloke.
Yeah, I'm with him. It's just kind of awkward calling somebody that, I think. I couldn't
do
it.
It's so dated.
It is
dated.
Why would
we say your highness
your
to somebody
highness, it's so
just because
cheese.
Of the line that they were born into? They didn't do anything.
That's the whole titles, the power titles. I would have, like, even if I met the president, I'd have to, you know, really...
Well, you just have to say Mr. or Ms. President.
I know, but even that, I feel kind of silly.
You don't have to say
Joey!
You know, when our country was founded, they wanted to have a king, and they wanted George Washington to be the king.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, we're not going to do it. We just got out of that mess. We're not going to get back into it. It's National Space Day. That's part of my news for nerds. All sorts of, let me give you a couple of news for nerd stories. One, they think they've now figured out that whole when people are dying, they see that bright light, you know, and it's like the light at the end of the tunnel thing. They say they hook a bunch of people up to brain scans as they were being taken off life support, people who were about to pass. And they found all this surge of brain activity in certain parts of the brain, and they're pretty sure it's causing visualizations, maybe hallucinations, and moments of consciousness. And they think that is explaining the bright light that they see.
Okay, all right.
I find that stuff really fascinating,
same.
Personally.
Yep.
AI could start to learn to read your mind. Researchers at the University of Texas are training artificial intelligence to scan people's brain activity and translate it into text. And you're saying that's creepy, but there's a good side to it. The whole goal is to help people like stroke victims to be able to communicate again. So I love that. And then lastly, more AI news. They say all you got to do is start inserting AI-powered cruise control into vehicles, and we could pretty much eliminate traffic jams. And we all know that's true. There's been study after study after study that shows that it only takes one or two cars to create a miles-long backup of traffic just because of the domino effect of brake lights and everything. And they said if you would just hook up AI-powered cruise control, traffic would always flow. You wouldn't have this coming to a full stop nonsense that we have now. It's a pretty complicated story, but I love it. And I put a little link to it in our Mindbender Club mailer that is going out at about 11:30 this morning. If you're in the club, you'll be able to read more about it. What else is trending?
In honor of May the 4th yesterday, I guess, Carrie Fisher, a.k.a. Princess Leia, got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday. Her daughter was out there doing a little speech about her mom. Luke Skywalker was out there, too. The big takeaway from this was her daughter was talking about how awkward it was growing up when boys started coming up to her and telling them that they fantasized about my mom. she's like, is that cool? Is that weird? I don't know. She's like, but that was super, super weird telling all the, you know, having all the boys be like, Princess Leia, oh yeah.
I gotta tell you, having Carrie Fisher as your mom would have to be the greatest thing. She is one of those people, may she rest, that I would have loved to have had at a dinner party. So smart, so snarky, so funny.
Yeah, absolutely. She would have been great.
She would have been a great dinner guest.
Speaking of another sex symbol, Martha Stewart is saying that she loves being a sex symbol at 81 years old. She says it's a good example for others. She feels like a teacher. She's trying to teach others that you can look great at any age. There's no reason to slump around, is her quote. She watches what she eats, I guess. She does Pilates, gets massages, goes to a chiropractor. She says, I'm feeling pretty good right now. And if you've seen her, she looks great.
She looks great.
And she absolutely is a sex symbol.
Another
right now,
great dinner party guest.
Yeah. And I mean,
and if she
with
brought
her,
Snoop, if she brought Snoop with
it.
Her, that you got a home run,
her
man.
Team up with Snoop is solid, man. After you're watching Guardians of the Galaxy this weekend, if you're hoping to plop down and watch the MTV Movie and TV Awards with Julia Guglia, a.k.a. Josie Grossi, a.k.a. Drew Barrymore, she's not going to be there. She's backed out of hosting the awards because she's standing with the Hollywood writers. I guess the show is still going to go on, but without a host. But they're still going to play like little pre-recorded snippets of her throughout the award show, which is going to be kind of weird. Some sketches and things. But if you're into that, I always love the MTV Movie and TV Awards. They're just so entertaining and so fun. So I'll be curious to see how they do it.
Are you being sarcastic or you mean that?
No, I absolutely mean that. That one and the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, two solid award shows. Skip the Oscars and the Grammys and all that and watch those two. They're a lot more fun. What else is going on? This big story about fruit roll-ups this morning. A couple from the United States flew to Israel last week and were caught trying to smuggle in 375 pounds of fruit roll-ups. Now, it's all essentially because this TikTok hack right now where you're wrapping fruit roll-ups around scoops of ice cream. They get hard and kind of crispy, and then you eat them, and it's kind of a fun TikTok video. Well, I guess they're pretty much sold out in stores in Israel. If you find them, they're going for $5 each, and that's not per box. That's $5 per single fruit roll-up. So people are smuggling all these things out of the all the fruit roll-ups out of the country and then reselling them. So they found 70-some pounds of fruit roll-ups, or check that, 375 pounds of fruit roll-ups in these people's suitcases. Question,
so this
yes.
is my question. Why is that illegal? Like, why can you not bring 375 pounds of fruit roll-ups to Israel? Is it some sort of you can't bring that much food product into a country?
I mean, it was multiple cases of it, so maybe that was really suspicious. They have
to
check each one.
I just want to know why Israel would be like, you ain't bringing those fruit roll-ups into our country. Like, why would they care?
They
especially if they're sold in Israel and they're just sold out right now.
They did seize the snacks, as this story says, but maybe there was
maybe
so many.
Sell them themselves.
Could be that, but I think there was so many that it's like it's suspicious. You could hide other things probably in 375 pounds of fruit roll-ups.
Cool.
Now, here's another story with some poundage behind it. Somebody found 500 pounds of cooked pasta next to a river in New Jersey last month. Nobody knows where it came from.
This broke my heart.
They say it could be a restaurant or a caterer that had a last-minute cancellation, and they went out in the woods and dumped all this pasta. There was spaghetti and macaroni and penne. Hey, hey, hey! It's making headlines because a woman who recently ran for city council shared the pictures, and of course she criticized the mayor for ignoring the mess.
Oh, okay.
They said the city did end up removing the pasta. Can you, the amount of pasta jokes that were coming out, like people, whoever did this should go to a penitentiary.
Yeah.
The guy that did it was probably named Al Dente. My question with this is, why did they have to clean it up? Wouldn't that just naturally biodegrade into the ground?
Seems like it would just, it would
feed
like
the
it.
Forest creatures, I guess? I don't know. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You got to check out this guy that uses his Twitter account to review food while he's showering.
Oh.
It started because it was an attempt to cure hangovers. He wanted a hot shower and a meal. It worked, so he began doing it regularly. His friends found it funny, so he started sharing his meals in the shower. He's done steaks and KFC and pineapples and Philly cheesesteaks. This is the stuff we're watching on the internet, guys. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.